I was sitting among tiny green blades of grass, listening to a chaotic symphony of loudspeakers and bubbling voices. I was sitting under a rosy sky with golden light, carefully separating the fluffy cotton clouds. My twisted fingers picked at the green and tore it apart, watching its strings split and fall under my harsh grip. I heard you. I heard you speak in your best, worst English. I heard you. I was right there. I was right there when I heard you speak your best, worst English. I was right there. I know you didn't think much at the time, but years of insults flooded back to me in that instant. I wish they came presented on a silver platter, labeled in neat cursive so I could pick how to remember and how to frame being Chinese. I can't. I frame Chinese as an insult against my olive skin, against my eyes, against my 8-year-old self's inability to say R, against my 5-year-old love for pandas, against my 16-year-old appreciation for Chinese culture. I frame my Chinese as an insult because people asked me how I can see, because people think my employers are my parents, because people think I'm too aggressive, because people think I'm too white. I frame my Chinese as an insult because saying hello in Mandarin feels like trying to say mirror in the 4th grade while people coaxed my mouth to form a proper R all over again, because saying how are you in Mandarin feels like evenings before dinner working on saying my R's and crying, because saying you're welcome in Mandarin feels like crying in front of my 7th grade teachers over my vandalized homework and binder. It was there when you boiled my culture down to a combination dinner of General Tso's chicken, pork fried rice, and an egg roll with a side of broken English and extra fortune cookies. It was there when you dealt one of many blows with a dull axe to my long-forgotten family tree. I felt every thwack, starting at my bruised hip bones and reverberating to my palpitating heart.